Partisan politics, the seemingly irreconcilable conflicts between political leaders that seem to characterize today's public discourse, has been a significant concern for voters the last two times Utah Foundation has conducted the Utah Priorities Project. Voters placed it at number 8 on the top 10 list in 2012 and put it again in 8th place in 2016. Yet it wasn't so long ago that cooperation between office holders in Utah's legislature and elsewhere was more common and perhaps more necessary. Haven Barlow was first elected to the Utah legislature in 1952. He served more than 40 years, including two terms as president of the Utah State Senate. He's a Republican, but he was both preceded and followed by Democratic Party leaders in the 1970s. During that time, the legislature passed some important reforms that still guide the legislature's work today. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Haven Barlow grew up in Clearfield, went to Davis High School, got into politics when he returned home after serving as a supply officer in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He was part of a Republican wave elected following the war, but during his tenure, Republicans and Democrats traded control of the majority in the Utah House and the State Senate several times. We asked him to share some of his experiences with us in a conversation on August 2nd. And we began by talking about working with the other party.
I had a great relationship with the Democrats. I mean, there was very little confrontation. We had a very workable relationship and very seldom did we have any ugly disagreements, and most of our disagreements were honest disagreements, but not ugly.
Give me an example.
Well, when personalities come involved, that in my opinion is an ugly situation, and we pretty well eliminated any such thing as personalities that was harmful to us, to some person. I felt very keenly that any amount of service that I rendered to the state of Utah, I never did want to ever get in a situation that would be disparagingly placed upon an individual just because we have a difference of opinion. I mean, that's been my philosophy all the time.
Haven Barlow served in the Utah legislature from 1953 to 1995 through 6 governors. He was in the leadership of both the majority party and the minority through 31 sessions, starting when the legislature met only every other year, and he was present for a couple of critical changes in Utah's political system, including the creation of what we now call the weighted pupil unit, the funding method that ensures every child in Utah's public schools has a minimum level of resources from the state, no matter what the local school district can provide.
Every child will have a minimum amount. It doesn't make a difference whether you're in a very poor district. If you can't raise enough money to see that your child receive a certain amount, the state comes in and makes up the difference. So it just equalizes over the entire state. But it's not a complete equalization, because there's some school districts that even with that, they have their own individual funding over and above, and still can give a little better education than the average. But one thing about it is that we do assure that every child in the state of Utah gets the minimum program, which is a good program, and we raise it a little bit every year, and I think it's one of the first in the nation, and I think it's a good system, and I was there at the beginning where we started, and we worked it out. I remember we'd have these meetings and try to figure out what's the best way we could educate our kids, and we came up with this formula, and it's been with the state ever since.
The other major reform enacted under Haven Barlow's leadership in the Utah legislature is the system that gives each member of the House and the Senate a seat on an appropriations subcommittee. The system is unique to Utah. Congress and most other state legislatures leave expenditures in the hands of an all-powerful Appropriations Committee. Barlow says that's something that he was determined to change after his first term.
I mean, it's a wonderful system. Everybody's involved. And you know what? What's nice, under the old system, you had to be down there maybe two or three or four terms before you worked yourself up the ladder to where you had some responsibility. Under this system, the very first year that you are elected senator or representative, you will have a slot on the Appropriations Committee, and you will have a major role in determining the appropriation for a certain segment of the state budget. And that means a lot, because it means that they become more interested. They don't have to wait till they're there for several terms before they become a leader of their party or have a major position on a committee or something. They the very first year, very very first year legislator, after the very first year, that legislator becomes an expert in some segment of our state government. And that is a great opportunity.
Haven Barlow is now 94 years old, and he spent almost half of his long life serving in the Utah legislature. He is a Republican, but Democrats were in charge through much of his tenure. Today, the twice-yearly forums at Weber State University's Olene Walker Institute of Politics are named in his honor. Our thanks to Director Carol McNamara of the Walker Institute and to Jen Barlow for facilitating our conversation. And the entire interview, about an hour and a half, will be available on the Walker Institute website. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahans. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.